This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Extensive drug and alcohol use in Barbados becoming a major worry for employers. Yet another abandoned building set on fire. The Barbados Union of Teachers monitoring the readiness of schools ahead of the new school term. The Barbados Road Safety Association condemns reckless driving in a viral video and calls for stricter penalties. And Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, pleads guilty to federal tax charges ahead of the presidential elections. Good morning, I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Extensive drug and alcohol use and abuse in this country is becoming a major worry for employers. The extent of the problem has been highlighted by Alison Gotip, Director of Clinical Services at Verdun and Marina House, the Substance Abuse Foundation. She says substance abuse is a widespread problem in the country, especially among young people. Increasingly, employers are seeking help for their workers.
We are really in a time of great distress when it comes to substance use. We have a hotline where we see an increase in calls to the hotline for persons who are concerned about themselves or concerned about a family member. We've seen an increase with employers reaching out to us for intervening for staff members that have either confessed or who are displaying signs of substance use disorders. We have been inundated with requests to do training for staff, mainly in corporate and Barbados entities. And so it really is concerning. So it's important not just to be aware of it, but what are we doing to address it?
Ms. Gotip notes some people have difficulty overcoming their addiction. And she also points out that substance abuse is sometimes a contributing factor in mental illness.
We really need to treat these individuals because we cannot have persons keep on returning to Verdun or becoming impactful on society in a negative way. So that's why it's important we offer talk therapy. We also offer non-talk therapy. There's always a lot of trauma linked to substance use disorders. There's sometimes some mental health conditions. And, you know, mental wellness is really key now, especially since COVID, because sometimes we try to say what came first, a substance use disorder or, you know, some mental health challenges where persons were self-medicated. It really doesn't matter. What we need to do is to provide treatment for these persons.
Alison Gotip, Director of Clinical Services at Verdun and Marina House, the Substance Abuse Foundation. Yet another abandoned building has been damaged by fire. Fire crews extinguished a blaze in an unoccupied house at Carter's Gap, Christchurch. Vagrants had reportedly taken up residence in the abandoned structure, and it's believed their activities helped start the fire. There's been a series of fires in abandoned buildings in St. Michael and Christchurch. The Barbados Union of Teachers is concerned about the readiness of some schools, particularly St. George Primary, with the new school term set to begin next week. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, says they're monitoring the summer maintenance program at several schools and plan to conduct a walkthrough inspection before classes commence to ensure that all schools are prepared.
The Barbados Union of Teachers is closely monitoring the summer maintenance program in 26 primary and nursery schools. While work has commenced on many of these schools, some only a few weeks ago, we are deeply concerned that no work has begun at St. George Primary School as of Tuesday, September the 3rd, and we hope this will not affect the new school term. Our executive committee will visit these schools next week to assess the status and quality of the work completed.
Mr. Lovell has once again raised concern about the late notification of transfers for principals and teachers. He argues that this practice disrupts both the teaching and learning process and the personal lives of the affected educators.
There will be several new principals going into new schools next week, and I believe that the notification to those principals may have come either last week or probably this week. So we are saying that the notification of transfers for persons should be done to give them enough time to acclimatize to the environment and prepare for the job ahead.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The Democratic Labour Party has also expressed concern over what they describe as the late appointment of principals and teachers in the education system. In a statement, DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, voiced worry that the Ministry of Education has not yet notified staff of any transfers ahead of the new school term.
We know that some principals have retired, some teachers requested transfers, and at this point, they have not received any confirmation as to whether the transfer has been approved, whether they will be transferred, and where will they be transferred. Will teachers and principals, will they be transferred to various schools? And we must remember the impact that it has on our students and our teachers, and of course, parents. We believe that the Ministry of Education are doing things last minute. We cannot do those things when it comes to the education of our children.
She also raised concern over security at schools.
We recognize that there are some schools, those in the city as well as in those in the countryside, like St. Joseph's and Andrew, where there aren't really security mechanisms. So we're seeing that there are security huts that is dilapidated. They are saying that some of them are destroyed. And my concern is that we do not want our students to be in an environment where anyone has access to walk into the schools. So we're hoping that the Ministry of Education takes security matters of those schools, that the fencings are done adequately, that there is a security post, that it has actually a gate that can open and close. And as I said before, this is a very serious matter.
Democratic Labour Party's spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. The Barbados Road Safety Association, BRSA, joins the Transport Minister and the PSV Association in condemning the reckless driving of a route taxi operator. Earlier this week, the ZR van was seen crossing over into a lane for traffic coming in the opposite direction in order to overtake a line of vehicles, including another route taxi at Bishop's Court Hill. President of the BRSA, Roland Lowe, says the practice threatens the life, the safety of other road users.
Things or challenges that we've been facing relative to that particular sector, and again, the World Safety Association, we don't condone that sort of behavior, we condone that sort of reckless driving on the roads. This could put other drivers in danger. So we, for sure, we condemn that sort of behavior, that type of driving, and I know that efforts have been put in place relative to deal with the matter of the reckless driving and the illegal maneuvers being made on the roads relative to that particular section of drivers.
He adds that the authorities should consider the three-strike system and jail time as appropriate penalties for reckless drivers.
I haven't read the entire legislation, so I don't know what has been put into the upcoming legislation. But for sure, some of the suggestions that have been bouncing around in the association would be removal of the licenses in terms of looking at a three-strike system. Because from my experience and my other job, I know that sometimes some guys can have up to 40 cases within a week. And sometimes that is being conservative. So we have to maybe look at removing the driver's license from these persons. Maybe sometimes in some situations where the action has led to serious accidents and injury, then consider maybe a term of imprisonment. Also discuss the idea of having some of the owners take some of the responsibility and maybe bear some of the brunt of the punishments that are levied.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. And finally, Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, has pled guilty to federal tax charges. In a surprise move, the plea avoids a potentially embarrassing trial weeks before the presidential election. The 54-year-old has been set to stand trial on criminal charges of failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes while allegedly spending lavishly on drugs, sex workers, and luxury items. Instead, he pled guilty to all 9 counts and he faced to save his family from more pain, more invasions of privacy, and needless embarrassment. Judge Mark Scarcy told him he faces up to 17 years in prison and up to $450,000 in penalties, although there will likely be calls for a much shorter sentence. He will be sentenced on the 16th of December. Recapping the headlines. Extensive drug and alcohol use in Barbados becoming a worry for employers. Yet another abandoned building set on fire. The Barbados Union of Teachers monitoring the readiness of schools ahead of the new school term. The Barbados Road Safety Association condemns reckless driving in a viral video and calls for stricter penalties. And Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, pleads guilty to federal tax charges. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.